the prayer of the friends. Thank you, Creator, for giving us the tools that allow us to advance on the path to you. We know we cannot accomplish our spiritual goal without your help and guidance. Give us the strength to nullify to you, as only you know what we need in order to come closer to you. We ask that you help strengthen our connection in love of friends and overcome our concealment from your goodness in the world. Help us feel the importance of the lesson and the connection between us. Then speak loud and clear. Please, Rav.
This article is one of the first ones that Rabash wrote concerning fear and joy. What is the relation between them? Well, let's hear it.
Concerning fear and joy. The Holy Zohar asks, Rabbi Yitzchak started, "It is written, serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. It is also written, serve the Lord with joy, come before him with singing." These verses contradict one another. But we learned, serve the Lord with fear. Since any work by which one wishes to serve one's master requires fear first, to fear him. And because of the fear of his master, he will later be rewarded with performing the mitzvot of the Torah with joy. This is why it is written, "What does the Lord your God ask of you but fear?" And by this, he will be rewarded with everything. We should understand what fear is. We see that fear and joy are two opposites. And how can fear be a reason for joy? As he says, because of the fear of his master, he will later be rewarded with performing the mitzvot of the Torah with joy, since they contradict one another. We should also understand why the Creator wants to be feared. What does it give him? After all, it's like a person walking into a hen house, telling them, if you take upon yourself to fear me, I will give you food and water. I will give you everything you want in return for fearing me. Can it be said that man has any consideration whether the chickens respect him? It is much more so with the creatures towards the Creator. What value and importance can we say that the Creator has for the creatures fearing him? It is so much so that our sages said that a person must do nothing but engage in fear, as it is written, "What does the Lord your God ask of you but fear?" It is also written, God has made it so that people fear him, which means that everything that the Creator did, he did so that he will be feared. To understand the above, we should remember the purpose of creation, meaning the purpose for which the Creator created creation. It is known that the reason is his desire to do good to his creations. However, in order to bring to light the perfection of his deeds, meaning so there will not be the bread of shame, he has made a curtain, which is called tzimtzum, restriction and concealment. Where before one has vessels of bestowal, it is impossible to see or feel his existence, which is called recognition of the Creator. This means that although we say each day in the prayer, the whole earth is full of His glory, we still have no feeling of it. Rather, we must believe above reason that this is so. The reason is that although there are no changes in the light, because there is no absence in spirituality, there are nonetheless changes on the part of the vessels. And the vessels limit the light. It is so because in the vessels we discern the greatness of the abundance. Their impression from the abundance. If one has no vessels that can be a clothing for the light, then no light is apparent in reality. According to the rule, there is no light without a kli. That is, we must know one thing. We can speak of what we attain in our sensations.
Baal
HaSulam said an allegory about the restriction. It is like a person covering himself so no one will see him. Can it be said that a person who hides himself so that others will not see him does not see himself because of it? Likewise, the Creator has made the restriction and concealment so the lower ones will not see him while they are immersed in self-love, which is receiving in order to receive, which causes disparity of form and separation between the giver, who is the Creator, and the receivers, who are the creatures. And since there is no reception, in our root, which is the Creator, therefore, when a person does engage in reception, he feels unpleasantness, which is called the bread of shame. This is why there was a correction on the part of the lower ones, that we attribute the restriction to the lower ones. That is, the lower ones need the restriction and concealment, since precisely through this correction, they will be able to correct the reception into aiming to bestow. But from the perspective of the upper one, there are no changes. All the changes are only the qualification of our vessels, as much as they can receive in order to bestow. Accordingly, since the delight and pleasure do not illuminate in a place of separation, a person is unable to acquire complete faith prior to correcting one's will sieve. It is as he says, it is a law that the creature cannot receive disclosed evil from him. For it is a flaw in his glory for the creature to perceive him as an evildoer, as it is unbecoming of the complete operator. Hence, when one feels bad, denial of the Creator's guidance lies upon him to that same extent, and the superior operator is concealed from him. From this we see the necessity of the correction of bestowal. Not only is it impossible to receive the delight and pleasure that has been prepared for us, but there is something here that removes us from faith in him. And this is the worst. Now, we can understand the meaning of fear. We asked, does the Creator need us to fear him? According to what we explained, fear is as it is written in the Sulam, that man fears that perhaps he will not be able to overcome and receive in order to bestow as it should be, but will receive in order to receive, which would cause him separation, not necessarily from the delight and pleasure that he will not be able to receive, but he fears that he will not come to deny his faith. It follows that he can actually come to the Sitra Acha. This is the meaning: God has made it so that people fear him. As through this fear, there will be a twofold great correction. One, they will have faith in the Creator. And two, they will be able to receive the delight and pleasure that the Creator wants to give them. It follows that the Creator wants to be feared so that we will have the vessels to receive the delight and pleasure. By this we will have faith in him, as it is written in the Sulam, fear is safekeeping that we will not be removed from his faith. From this we will understand what is written: what does the Lord your God ask of you but fear? Which means that he wants to give us abundance. But what pains is the disparity of form. For the light cannot clothe in vessels of reception. Hence, when a person is afraid and vigilant to always keep his intention in order to bestow, the Creator can give him his bestowal in completeness, without any unpleasantness, which is called bread of shame. By this, we understand what we asked: how can fear be the reason for joy? With the above said, it is simple. By having fear, meaning by being careful to always use the vessels of bestowal, the Creator can give him the delight and pleasure because he has vessels of bestowal. And certainly, at that time, he will have joy from the abundance he has received in order to bestow. It follows that the fear causes the joy. And if he has no fear, he is removed from everything.
Yes, Owen?
It's written that the necessity to correct bestowal, not only is there no reality to receive the good and delight, but there's something that distances us from his adhesion, which is worse than anything. So there's like two matters here. The fact that a person is opposite the Creator, can't receive the good, and is also getting distant from faith. What is that distance from faith that Rav Bash describes as more evil than anything?
That he cannot reach the feeling of the Creator. The feeling of the existence of the Creator in his corrected vessels, his corrected desire. If his desire is not in order to bestow, then he cannot discover the Creator. There is no vessel for it.
Why is this worse than anything else?
Because he becomes the opposite of the Creator, truly contradictory to him.
I'm sorry, it's written, this is a law that that the created being cannot receive bad from him in a disclosed manner. When was this law defined in the cascading from above down?
Because his desire to do good to his creations, that's to begin with, that's the purpose of creation. Out of this desire, out of this intention, the Creator started creation, founded creation. And so there's no such thing that from the Creator something bad will come to the person, but rather what appears as bad to the person, it's an indication that the person in this quality, in this desire, he's contradictory to the Creator. Therefore, this is how he feels.
Second question, we see people that are cursing the Creator. So if there's a law that the Creator is insult, you feel bad, then how does that happen?
How does it happen that people curse the Creator?
Yes.
Because they don't understand him, they don't feel him, and they think that whatever they get, because they have lack of equivalence of form with the Creator, so they attribute it to the Creator. This is why they reach a state where they're not pleased with him, they curse him. That's how it is.
What is fear relative to faith?
Fear is that I will not be able to attain faith in the Creator.
Yes, that's as a condition, but we are talking that in order to attain something, we need to receive the vessel, the need for it, yes? So why is fear before faith, where it cannot be the beginning, the form of the quality, the approach of faith before a person has fear?
Without fear, without a person discovering that, or fearing, sorry, that he will not be able to give contentment to the Creator, that he will not be able to unite with the Creator, without that, he has no connection with the Creator, and he cannot begin to receive from him certain forces of correction.
But if a person doesn't believe the Creator, how can he feel fear towards him?
I don't understand what it means, believe in the Creator. What do you mean by that?
Well, on our level of the beginners in concealment of Lolishma, we always read, a person needs to believe the Creator. What's that? Need to believe in the Creator.
Yeah, it's not so. A person should reach faith. Faith is the force of bestowal with respect to the Creator. To the extent that a person bestows to the Creator, he begins to feel him because there is already a common feeling between them. And then he begins to discover the Creator. And what he discovers is already called, there's fear, there's faith, there is complete faith, degrees of. the first thing.
Rabash writes here that when a person feels bad, he kind of distances from the Creator. Now, we always remain in our will to receive, even if it's corrected, even if we cover it with the intention, but we still, a person is supposed to feel bad in the will to receive. Is there a state in which a person doesn't feel bad?
Of course, to the extent that he begins to feel the Creator, the Creator's relation to him, and instead of the bad feeling, he begins to feel pleasure.
And the will to receive remains.
Yes, the will to receive remains. However, the question is, in what form does it remain, in order to receive or in order to bestow? If one reaches equivalence of form with the Creator, then already he has the same feeling as the Creator has, well, relatively.
So there's a state in which a person doesn't feel bad in the will to receive?
Yes, of course. The will to receive in order to bestow. Then the created being remains. He remains in the will to receive. The will to receive cannot disappear, because by that the whole of creation would disappear. And so then we just need to see in what form the will to receive has.
So the intention in order to receive disappears.
Right.
What does it matter to the Creator if a person feels good or bad, as long as he's adhered to him? We're supposed to be above states.
But no, that's the purpose of creation, to delight his creations. On the side of the Creator, he wants to benefit his creations. And therefore, he corrects them specifically from in order to receive to in order to bestow.
It's on his behalf, but on behalf of the creature, what does it matter?
Well, if the created being also wants to do good to the Creator, then he also accepts this condition, instead of receiving, to bestow.
It's written in many places, it doesn't matter how I feel, good, bad, no matter what, as long as I continue to the goal to be adhered. So why is he all of a sudden saying here, no, you're not allowed to feel bad. If you feel bad, it's already...
Because you're not justifying creation. You're not justifying the Creator if you feel bad.
So it doesn't matter what I feel, as long as I'm adhered, no?
No, but you cannot receive bad, but still be happy with the Creator. You see, it's impossible.
It's important for the Creator, for us to feel good.
For the Creator, it is important that we will enjoy from Him, from the whole of creation, which is Him.
In the same direction, he writes that on behalf of the Upper One, there's no changes. All the changes are only in the refinement, the qualification of the vessels. So, what is happening here in the system? It turns out that the default is a vessel of reception that is always opposite and is supposed to feel bad all the time.
We need to work all the time on the vessels of reception in order to adapt them to the qualities of the Creator, to bestow.
What is this thing, the refinement or the purification of the vessels?
That, to begin with, the desire the Creator created is the will to receive, and it doesn't change. However, the intention in order to bestow, this is what we have to put on top of the will to receive. Then we will be able to receive from the Creator everything that He wants to give us, which is the whole of reality, in order to bestow contentment to Him.
The feeling in the vessels depends on what? What defines the What causes the feeling of the vessel?
The feeling of the vessel is determined by the state that the vessel is in. His desire, his intention, the connection with the Creator.
But the desire is always to receive. So if the desire is always to receive, then it will always feel bad.
No, it depends on the intention. I can work with my will to receive, in order to bestow?
So the feeling of the filling in the vessel, the intention defines the feeling of the filling?
Yes, the essence of this connection.
And that causes the feeling of the good and delight, like he writes?
Yes, right.
Now, why does he write that the fear creates the vessels, that we need fear to create vessels?
Because fear is actually the beginning of the right relation from the created being to the Creator. How will I arrange myself, my vessel, so that it will be according to how the Creator bestows to me?
Where is the emphasis? Why is it that suddenly you have fear, you have such an attitude, it changes the vessel?
Because fear means that I'm afraid that I will not be in the same attitude, in the same frequency as the Creator. I to my beloved, and my beloved to me.
What exactly is the fear of? What are you afraid of?
That I will not bestow?
There's no calculation with the feeling of filling in the kli. It's not whether I feel good or bad, right?
No, this is the calculation.
That's the calculation?
Yeah, I want to feel good because this good is felt in the Creator that I'm enjoying from Him.
But if I want to feel good, where is here the fact that I want to bestow? I want to feel good.
In order to bestow to the Creator. That is the intention.
That addition of in order to bestow to the Creator, that must be.
Yes, that's the primary thing, yes. Start earlier. We have a will to receive. The will to receive, if it is under the restriction, well, screen and reflected light, then it can bestow to the Creator. What does it mean that it can bestow to the Creator? That it receives whatever the Creator sends it, and whatever the Creator fills it with, it receives it in order to bestow, which means that in the feeling of the filling, it wants to correct its attitude, its relation to the filling and to the giver of the filling, so it is positive, right? So in that, you have bestowing in order to bestow and receiving in order to bestow on the side of the created being towards the Creator.
Is faith to receive in order to bestow or to bestow in order to bestow?
So, bestow in order to bestow, that's the beginning, and receiving in order to bestow, that is complete faith.
And where does love enter here?
The extent that he works with his vessels of reception in order to bestow in them, we feel what is called love.
What's the difference between love and faith? Is there a difference or is it the same thing?
Love means that he connects with the giver and he feels that he is together with him as one man in one heart, as we call it, together. Faith is a correction over the will to receive, so that he has the intention to. The action.
Okay.
Yes?
We learned that both the vessel and the light is given to us by the Creator. Deficiency or the quality of bestowal, is there another component upon it, which is fear?
Right,
meaning first comes the deficiency for the quality of bestowal. But if I receive it from the Creator, what am I fearful of?
You receive everything from the Creator. There's no question about that. The question is, how can you reach complete bestowal, complete faith? So you have to operate your vessels of bestowal, to bestow in order to bestow, and later to receive in order to bestow.
meaning also after we have vessels with a desire to bestow, I'm not certain that I'm capable of doing it in the correct way.
Why are you not certain?
No, I'm saying even after I have a desire to bestow, I still am not certain that I can, that I'm capable of using correctly this desire. I still have fear that I won't be able to, that I won't succeed.
Again, I didn't understand.
If I have a deficiency for the quality of bestowal, I receive the deficiency from the Creator. Also, the screen I receive from the Creator.
Yes.
There's still a matter of fear that, what, that I won't be able to use the screen correctly to receive the light?
Yes.
Since I don't trust that He will give me a big enough screen?
Yes. Because you are in an action which is the opposite of your desire. The action is giving. Your desire to begin with is reception. This desire does not become refined. It keeps growing and growing and growing. And you only operate in that you adapt this desire to be in order to bestow. It's the restriction, a screen and reflected light like we learned.
Many articles talk about fear. Also, Baal Salam talks a lot about fear in all kinds of articles in Shamati. Also, Rabash. Fear appears and seems like the middle of the way. Meaning, if I already have fear, it seems like I'm already on the way.
So we have fear all the way from here till the end of correction. It depends on where the fear is from, which kind of fear, what is it based on. What is it that you want to achieve through the fear?
We're talking about the fear that I won't be able to bring him contentment. That's the fear we're talking about.
This is from the beginning, from the very first degree all the way to the end.
But this fear, this point, if I already reached it, it sounds to me like it's, maybe I'm wrong, it's like the middle of the way already. It's like many things I have to do even beforehand.
Well, fine, these are corrections, you know, to feel the fear, but later on, through the fear, you direct yourself to be in order to bestow. How to bestow, what to bestow, to what extent, how much, etc. And this is all in the vessel of fear.
What's special about fear that we talk about it, and let's say we don't talk about the first stage, let's say, of the restriction? Why is fear kind of like this gate to which we...
Well, the restriction also comes from the fear that I'm afraid of being the receiver and disconnected from the Creator. I have to enter a connection with Him. And then it turns out that all of my spiritual life revolve around fear. Will I be able to give contentment? Will I be able to bestow? How much yes, how much no? Will I be able to limit myself? To safeguard myself so that I don't receive at all, etc.
You're actually saying, not like I said, that fear is truly the gate. It's the beginning.
Yes.
I understood. Thank you.
This is what is written, that fear is the gate for the entrance to the Creator.
Thank you. What is it the person decides that he feels bad?
To the extent that he feels bad, he is disconnected from the Creator.
And
then, to that extent, he determines that he feels bad. He is in a bad state, meaning according to how bad he feels, he's disconnected from the Creator.
And it doesn't matter what bad I feel. It's if I get hit on my finger right now, I feel bad also.
Well, we're not talking about biology now.
So that's what I'm trying to understand. How do I make the scrutiny right now that now I feel bad, and also I'm also kind of in a certain state of heresy towards the work in the Creator. Maybe I'm feeling bad or good, and it's pushing me towards the service of the Creator. So how am I not a heretic now and because I'm in fear?
What is the reason for the bad feeling, and what do you do with it? How from that do you rise and direct yourself correctly towards adhesion with the
What's the connection between connection and fear?
To the extent that I'm concerned about seeing my connection with the Creator, being concerned about it, making it greater, bringing it closer, to this extent I'm closer to the Creator.
What's the connection between the work and love of friends and the effort to connect between us and the development of the quality of fear?
If I want to change and increase the quality of fear, then I need to do it through my connection in the 10. That out of the connections between us, we turn to the Creator and we demand from Him that we will have more opportunity to correct our vessels of bestowal, to turn our vessels to be in order to bestow.
Do we also have to develop fear towards the friends, just like it is from the love of friends to the love of the Creator? Is there also from the fear of the friends to the fear of the Creator?
I need to be in fear of whether I will have love of friends and whether the friends will love me, and we will want both me and them to bring ourselves closer to each other.
Is the fear an individual or a common vessel?
Both.
What comes first?
It comes intermittently, I would say. It's hard to say what comes first, what comes later. Well, first, it's individual, of course. When the person didn't yet find any connection with his 10, then it pushes him to find a connection with the 10, and then from one time to another, once in a while, he makes a calculation regarding his situation, his personal situation, and how can he awaken these vessels.
Last question, what's the practical advice to build an exercise between us, fear?
Practical advice is that we will understand that according to the measure of fear, we can advance. This is what influences us. This is what pushes us, what reveals new vessels for us, our next steps. This is actually what is important. A more practical matter. You imagine to yourself that all of your desires come from the Creator, and you, in each and every desire, you ascribe it to the Creator.
How do we practically do that?
You think about it. That's your intention. Everything is resolved through the intention. And if you ascribe it to the Creator, then you try all the time to be directed towards Him. In all of the correction of every correction of your desires, even the smallest ones. That's it?
Ken?
From Women Turkey 8. If there is no fear, does it mean that we're not working correctly? If we don't have fear, does it mean that we're not working correctly?
Yes. It's considered that I'm not developing my vessel.
Again, we live in reward and punishment, and I'm afraid of punishment because I'm not bestowing. So my intention is still egoistic.
Yes and no. If he's afraid of the punishment from not bestowing, meaning he's in bestowal, he just has a problem that he's not bestowing enough.
That he's afraid of punishment because he's not bestowing. Not because he's not bestowing, but being punished because he's not bestowing.
Yes, but he's in order to receive, and he's afraid of the punishment of not doing in order to bestow.
So this is an egoistic intention.
It's an egoistic desire, yes. Intention,
So what is the fear, the spiritual fear?
The fear that he is afraid that he's about to receive, that he's not working in order to bestow.
Again, right now, I have a fear that if I will not bestow to the friends, I'll get a certain corporeal punishment, corporeal things.
That's your current state.
Right. So what turns a person so that he will start to feel fear because he's not bestowing, not because he's afraid of punishment?
Well, he's afraid that he will receive a punishment from not yet being in bestowal.
But seemingly that's in corporeality. It's not because he's bestowing to the Creator.
Yes.
So what lets a person feel that feeling that he's not bestowing to the Creator? Not that now he'll get some corporeal punishment.
Where does he feel this from?
That he wants to feel that.
The Creator doesn't bestow to him. It's all from the upper light. But the upper light is already ready to bestow upon him in such ways that he won't feel whether he's bestowing or not.
So it's simply a matter of time until he'll receive this true feeling that he's fearful that he's not bestowing to the Creator?
Yes, that's the beginning. The beginning of the fear that he's not bestowing.
But what can accelerate it? What can make the person feel it quicker?
Think about it in all kinds of ways. Don't let go of it. And then after he scrutinizes these matters, he will advance.
So is it correct to say that we always give the fear from below and the faith comes from above?
Yes.
So can we say that the work in the 10 is what builds the correct fear in the person? I mean, should our fear be, for example, about how can I be afraid to become disconnected from the influence of the 10? This is the fear that is close to us, that is practical, that we can implement it. Rav says, yes, of course, that's close to us. So I need to measure myself all. So I need to measure myself all the time, whether even no matter if I'm talking to them or not, that I'm whether I'm under the influence or not.
Yes, be afraid that you'll disconnect.
Is this something that I should feel once in a while, or like it's like a frequency that's always there?
More or less. It's like waves, not pulses. And the situation?
He writes that when a person is afraid and cautious that his intention will always be in order to bestow, the Creator can give him his bestowal, and it is in wholeness. So what should we be careful of? Because he says when a person is cautious, what should we be cautious about?
That his intention to bestow to the Creator will disappear, will not stop.
And where is this caution manifested in a work between the friends, in the 10?
Where he constantly wants to strengthen his connection with the friends, because that's the only thing that his asking.
So I don't understand why he says that the Creator hides himself when the created being is in order to receive. What does that mean?
That towards the vessels that are in order to receive, the Creator doesn't exist.
Okay, I understand it. And the created beings should also perform the same restriction?
In order to see the Creator, they have to go through the restriction.
And when we work between us on connection, what does the restriction work on exactly in the connection between us?
The connection between us operates, works exactly in order to discern the matter of the restriction, the matter of the blanket that we're covering with.
When we connect and make efforts against our ego, and we try to connect, the light of Chassadim is actually revealed. It's the opposite, right? We work with lights, but... So, at that moment, what does the restriction work on if we actually do draw the light and we work with the lights?
We need to not cancel the restriction, but rather to see all of reality despite the restrictions. That is to be above the restriction. That is our goal.
I won't be able to receive or...
Fear is already correction, I would say, in which a person begins to become corrected in that he can't bestow to the Creator. He's already afraid that he won't be able to bestow to the Creator.
Why is he afraid? Why can't he trust the Creator?
To open what?
Trust the Creator, that he'll give me the strength to bestow.
He should demand, yes. But he should demand.
Why is this state of uncertainty, of fear, this is actually the best state? Why is that?
Since it awakens a person and places him in the right place and the right direction. Well, yes, David.
To continue the question, I think he is relating to the matter of everything is in the hands of heaven besides the fear of heaven. So maybe you can explain a little bit, how do we reach the fear of heaven from having nothing? We're the complete opposite. So is this an act, something that we have to attain on our own? We have to develop this fear from within ourselves. How is the created being supposed to achieve it then?
Only in the appeal to the group and the appeal to the Creator. If we're talking about attaining something, it's only from above.
This is something that, as it is described, respect the individual person, that he has to be in this all the time, so fear should be like an atmosphere that we have in the tent, in our society, so that I can be nourished from it all the time, because the person gets up in the morning and he doesn't have fear. He lost it all. There's this connection, right?
No. Yes, he rises like a beast.
Okay, so what now gives me fear?
That he's starting to awaken, they're starting to connect to the group, to the Creator. All these forms of connection start to operate on him. And then he starts to feel deficiencies in them. And this awakens him to cover these deficiencies.
The topic of fear, seemingly it goes from 0 to 1 or from 0 to 100, meaning from no fear to there is fear. There is no spectrum in the middle. Let's say, I'll give an example. In love of friends, there is a rich world that we talk about, the relations with the friends, annulment, this kind of work, my first self arrived. Here, a person should feel fear. Seemingly, there's no lane going there.
Ken. Nahon.
Yes, right.
So what are the interim stages, let's say?
Everything is there. It's just not included in that fear. Well, where he is towards that fear.
That's what the friends were trying to scrutinize also. In order to reach fear, there has to be love. In order to reach fear, there has to be faith. We didn't have here stage one, stage two, stage three, and then there is fear. Rather, it says here a person should feel fear, and everything is included in that.
Well,
yes.
Rabash, I don't know if deliberately or not, but he doesn't explain it really.
It's not that it's not explained. It gets clarified from the personal degrees that a person goes through on the way. There's nothing here that needs to be explained.
Give it to him.
Another small thing. How do we reach it? It seems like a very important discernment on the path.
Of course. It's like a point on which you invert your vessel.
So how do we really start fearing not to feel bad so the Creator doesn't disappear?
First of all, that you don't want the Creator to go away. And it's not because you are afraid, but in order to bring him contentment. This is the guarding. I didn't understand. Is there a connection between greatness and fear of the Creator? Fear of the Creator. It passes. A person experiences it. So a person has to determine what connection there is between them. Next.
Is there sort of a scale, Raf, between, let's say, if you have a very small fear, it could be related, let's say, to a very, not so much greatness of the Creator. And if you have more greatness of the Creator, you have more fear. Is there that scale asked about?
Yes, it's more or less as you put it, yes.
Mm-hmm. Can you also say, Raf, that actually having fear is actually receiving real joy?
Again?
Can you say that actually having fear of the Creator is related to having a real joy?
Yes, fear is a new vessel, and in this fear, I discover my connection with the Creator. Yes. Yes, fear is to go with the question, do I have fear of losing the love of the Creator, to put it simply?
So is that what it means, that by this fear there will be a big correction by two?
Yes. Yes, love connects the two together. Turkey 5.
Rav merhaba, dostum soruyor. Islahlarımızı hızlandırmak, ihsan etme niyetine tüm arzularımız için sahip olmak adına.
Do you recommend that in the tens we learn how to use our natural qualities, like maybe patience or impatience, lust or laziness, in order to speed up the corrections and build love on all our desires? Is using our qualities correctly speed up correction?
Of course it is. What's the question?
Ita 4.
Okay, Ita 4.
Boker tov, Rav, toda. Katuv she ein or bli kli, ma zot omeret?
Good morning, Rav. It's written that there's no light without a vessel. What does it mean? Why should we receive all of reality in the complete form in order to open the intention to bestow?
Why do I need to receive all of reality with one intention? In order to receive, in order to bestow?
Yes, why should I agree with everything the Creator is sending?
Everything that the Creator sends, He sends me so that I will be able to feel what He is sending, this whole package, with the intention to bestow, with the desire to receive it being in order to bestow, because this is how it's arranged. It's the correction of the intention to receive it in order to bestow. So that what I receive from the Creator, by this I will later be able to correct myself and receive in order to bestow what the Creator wants to give me.
Спасибо, учитель. Вот если все в руках небес, кроме трепета перед небесами, значит ли это, что
if everything is in the hands of the heavens except for the fear of heaven, so does that mean we don't have to ask for fear?
Fear guards us, helps us approach the vessels of reception correctly to receive in order to bestow. This is what we need to worry about.
Вот если человек не испытывает трепет, что он прежде всего должен сделать?
And if a person doesn't feel fear, so what should he first of all do? Ask for it to go to the tent to connect.
He needs to go to the tent. Through the tent we can receive the feeling of fear, because to the extent that we miss out on this, by this we fail everyone, the whole ten. And therefore we should be concerned. Turkey one.
Selam dostlar. Bağın tersine yönelik hisler çoğaldıkça korku daha çok artıyor. Buna karşılık neden bağa yönelik?
The more we feel feelings against the connection and they grow, so the feeling of fear grows inside. On the other hand, why can't we feel fear when we have positive thoughts towards connection?
Positive feelings don't allow us to awaken fear, to feel it. This is why it is actually in negative feelings. There we feel where fear is and where we can establish it.
Yes. Again, 19 by Bala Sulam. There are two authorities here acting. One is the authority of heaven, which is sure to turn anything harmful and evil to good and useful, but it will come in its time. In its own way, heavily and after a long time. When the evolving object is a living, feeling being, it suffers horrendous torments and pains while under the press of development, which carves its way ruthlessly. The authority of the earth, however, consists of the people who have taken this above-mentioned law of development under their own government and can free themselves entirely from the chains of time, and who greatly accelerate time, namely the completion of the ripeness and correction of the object, which is the end of its development.
Again, excerpt 20. The will to receive for oneself in us was created only to be eradicated, abolished from the world, and be turned into a desire to bestow. The pains we suffer are but revelations of its nothingness and the harm in it. Indeed, when all human beings agree to abolish and eradicate their will to receive for themselves and have no other desire but to bestow upon their friends, all worries and jeopardy in the world would cease to exist. We would all be assured of a whole and wholesome life, since each of us would have a whole world caring for us, ready to satisfy our needs. Yet, while each of us has only a desire to receive for oneself, this is the source of all the worries, suffering, wars, and slaughter we cannot escape. They weaken our bodies with all sorts of sores and maladies, and you find that all the agonies in our world are but manifestations offered to arise to prompt us to revoke the evil klipa of the body and assume the complete form of the desire to bestow. It is, as we have said, that the path of suffering itself can bring us to the desired form.
Yes, the Creator in all His actions is the good that does good, and only working through love, and the fact that we are in opposite material, that we don't feel it, but on the contrary, there is suffering and problems, that's until we correct ourselves, and then we'll also feel like Him.
Woman Turkey One.
Women Turkey One.
Rav, anlıyorum ki bu dünya bir laboratuvar. Peki bizler çalışmamızda
yaratıcı... I understand that this world is like a laboratory for us. Meaning, can we say that in our work we bring down the Creator into our reality, or do we elevate ourselves to His reality?
We raise ourselves to the Creator by our work.
Yafeh.
Nice.